Jope and the Bulldog.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Monday, Tuesday, hump day is halfway.
It's Mike Jope.
Mike. What day is it, Mike?
And the Bulldog.
Hey, guess what day it is? Oh, come on. I know you can hear me.
It's Mike Jope and the Bulldog.
Guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
On WGR.
Hump day!
Sports Radio 550. Gonna be there in an
hour. I want to be able to read from this list, but I'm not sure I want to accept all cookies. I'm thinking of going with reject all non-essential cookies. Why wouldn't you always choose that?
I don't know. I don't know. I know what I would. I would never choose managed cookies.
Managed cookies.
That just seems like that.
Cookie manager.
I'm going to another screen, and you're going to ask me stuff that I don't really think I'll probably even be able to comprehend.
You're just a glorified cookie manager,
and
is what you are.
Now I just so no, yeah. I have not
cookie settings. Wasn't that a woman who was in movies?
Cookie settings.
Yes. Not the kind of movies you watch.
I got
cookie settings. I don't need it for a fantasy. Well, it's a fantasy in a way, but
I can't really cop that.
Fantasy team name, wow. Cookie Settings.
Wow.
Yeah. Bulldog is back. We're just a couple of guys with cut thumbs.
that's
who you've got.
That's what we have.
For your listening pleasure today. Two guys. I've got.
And bee stings. I'm recovering from bee stings still.
Yeah, you had that one bit of ours, if you can call it a bit. I don't think I want to. Come to life.
Yes.
You got stung multiple times by bees.
Yes. I can't know if it was the same bee. But it's possible.
Yeah, we can't know for sure.
Yeah, because it was on the back of my neck. So I was watching this thing land on my forearm, and it stung me, and then it flew away for a second and came back and stung me again. I didn't see it. I felt it like, oh! And then before I even grabbed it, I felt another. I'm like, oh, what is happening? You know, I thought maybe like a plastic, like one of those little tags on your clothes or something. Like maybe that's, did I have something in this shirt, a newer shirt? Like what?
Seconds apart.
Yeah. I think it was the same bee.
I have two cuts on my thumb, and my thumb looks like it could be some sort of like a Harry Potter character or something. Because I've got like both corners cutting out from the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Fingernail.
I think I poked my thumb on a golf tee that was in my pocket.
That hurts.
I think is what I did.
Underneath the nail?
No, right on the same spot as yours.
Oh, okay. Like that's how you cut yourself?
I'm pretty sure that's how I cut myself.
How could you do that?
Maybe right after or right before I got stung by the bee. Like this all happened at one time.
Bees versus tees.
Because there is like a little stain on the shirt I was wearing Monday that I think is from my thumb after I got stung by the bee. I don't know. It was confusing.
How do you cut yourself on a golf tee?
I've also been on vacation for 2 weeks, which means like I haven't gotten to this time of the day without having beers. So like I'm not sure I really have a handle on what exactly happened to my thumb and or the bee thing.
But. Okay. We can talk about that some more. I want to go the cookies. It's the Sabres. It's the Sabres website or NHL.com with the list of the 14 national television games as if like television isn't all national television, but. So I've got this list, but the screen is dimmed because I haven't decided on the cookies yet. I'm just looking at it, and for one thing, asking myself how many more streaming services do I need now that like I want to watch the Sabres this year.
Right.
Last year turned great, but last year at this time,
you weren't that worried about. Well, boy, I got to have a way to watch all these games.
I didn't think I was missing anything by not having HBO Max.
Right.
But HBO Max is on here 8 times.
Via TNT.
TNT and HBO Max.
Right.
Same thing.
Right.
Right?
It's a TNT broadcast. HBO Max just simulcasts it.
All right.
Right.
ESPN, that still counts as national television, I think. ABC.
Whoa.
I know.
Welcome to the party.
Saturday afternoon in March against the Rangers. ABC. And then your ESPN Plus and Hulu games.
Mm-hmm.
Four of those. Three or four of those. So I just need to buy all this stuff. to watch these games.
I already, this is not a brag. In fact, it's maybe more frustrating that it is something I'm happy about. I have subscriptions to all of those already. So I guess I'm all covered. There's not a new place I'm going to have to be. I have HBO Max. That's how I've been getting TNT for a couple of years now. I've had ESPN Plus for years. So I still have that.
Through Disney?
Just a standalone. Nobody in my house gives a crap about the Disney thing, the bundle. So I just have the ESPN Plus, okay. Even though I know I could probably get it for free but nobody watches it, so okay. We don't care.
There's no other way to do this anymore. There's no way to. This is 14 games. Like, that's about 15%, 20% of their schedule.
I think you could have, if you had, which I don't anymore, like regular cable. Or even maybe like regular DirecTV, and they're not fighting with TNT, then like HBO, the reason I got HBO originally when our buddy Nick Bakay's show, The Bookie, debuted a couple of years ago.
Bookie settings.
So I want to support Nick. I'm gonna buy this. And then I found out that they carry the TNT. I'm like, oh, great. I'm just going to keep it because I'm going to want that. And so, but the only reason I have it now, because Nick's show is long gone from there.
HBO sadly did not accept all bookies.
No. So the only reason I have that stream is for TNT simulcast coverage. So if there were another way, like I still think like regular cable has all those channels. I don't know about ESPN Plus, though. Maybe that would be on its own. So, yeah, I guess, you need all this junk. Cut the cord, they said. It'll be cheaper, they said. $14.99 times six different streaming services? I don't know.
Times 6 months?
Plus the big one, the Fubo one, which is like as much as your cable bill was when you quit cable.
I gotta get out.
The whole thing is such a sham. I gotta get out.
It seems like season tickets are cheaper.
Yes, right. Yeah, but then you got to get a sitter and parking and that.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh. How, I don't mean this question to sound exactly like it's going to sound, but forget where the games are being televised. How fragile is the Sabres' like popularity? Are the fans ready to pick up right where they left off and get into this season like it, it's about the Stanley Cup, that kind of level of enthusiasm? I mean, we got there last year. Yeah. The sky seemed the limit for them last year, and it's still a super sad thing to think about that they lost. You know, yesterday on the golf course, we were talking about it, like how they dominated that seventh game, and just and not to revisit that, but I wonder, like, if we go a month into the season and they're fine. But no illusions of last year's team are really like evident. What happens? How fragile is it?
I think it's definitely not slow start proof, right? Like I think if they were to struggle out of the box, like first 10 games, 3-5-2 or something.
Oof.
I could see the fan base, even though we know where they were and then December and then how hot they got and everything that happened last year. I feel like we're still not, we haven't had the second good year yet. This is a little bit like Allen's coming out party in 19 or maybe 20 if you prefer 20. Like 20 was when he really ascended to like, I'm a monster rock star animal killer in this sport and you better look out. Well, okay, but you better do it more than 1 year, right? I mean, CJ Stroud looked great as a rookie and has kind of tanked tanked is maybe strong, but whatever. It's not unanimous that like, oh, well, put a ring on that guy. You got to keep him forever. So with the Sabres, I feel it's a little bit like that. Show me that last year was real by, not going, 3-5-2 or something. Like, don't get off to a sloppy, slow start and, you know, get us a bunch of quotes after games about how we thought it was going to be easy and we need to learn how to dig in again. We didn't earn anything last year, yada, yada, yada.
That's all coming.
Like, I can already hear all of that. And hopefully it's only when the first, you know, bump in the road comes, not like once the season actually starts and we're already in a bump or in a ditch. I think it's fragile. I would say, yes, I think it's fragile. There hasn't been, we haven't sat for long enough with them bona fide being good. And the offseason has not been inspiring. I mean, you know, Florida's added. Tampa, you know, is at least treading water with where they were. I just think it's going to be harder. Florida especially. Everybody else that was in the mix will probably still be in the mix. Maybe minus Ottawa. Ottawa lost Brady Tkachuk, and they really didn't do anything either to replace him substantively, I would say. So
Toronto's pushing a little.
Toronto's pushing. They've got McKenna. Really, Toronto, to me, depends on how – if McKenna can be that's the rookie of the year. And Bobrovsky doesn't look shot like he mostly looked last year in front of a compromised Florida team, I think Toronto could be live. Like, I think Toronto – mostly what they did, aside from McKenna and Radish is a significant add for them too, was add speed to their bottom group of forwards, which should maybe help them defend better if they buy in. So I think Toronto should be better. And I think I'm sort of standing still. I think the Sabres mostly stood still. If not lost, I mean, they lost two significant pieces. And as much as I like the Zellweger idea to replace Byram, that's still speculative. Yep. You know, that's a dart throw. I like the skill set. It's a bet I'd make. I like that they made the bet, but that doesn't mean you're going to win it. I lose lots of bets that I like when I make them.
All of them.
Very rarely do I make a bet I don't like. Yeah, right. I like that. So I think all of that combined, I think they need to get off, to avoid the old wounds opening up. I think they need to get off to I'm not saying they need to go 10-0 or something out of the box, but they just need to look the part.
One thing that will maybe not make this, if that happens, so apparent, is whatever they got out of the season they just had in terms of ticket sales. Because when it's down, like it's been for many years, you can just, it's all you need to see is the building for their games. Mm-hmm. And you see just sections of almost entirely empty seats. And that says it all. Because we know, and we just relearned what it is when it's good. I mean, that just would not happen. So the building tells you a certain story. And I mean, I don't think there's any level of good where there won't be weeknight early season games that you see a lot of rows of seats. I mean, that's just, I think, inevitable for them, mostly.
I think what, yeah, probably, but didn't, I mean, I'm just getting back up and running here, but I thought in the last couple of days since I've been home, I saw, like, thanks, we're sold out of season tickets. Like, I think they reached their number I don't think there are any more season tickets available. So that's a good sign for that. That means your walk-up, I don't know what they left, you know, held back for single game or even 10 packs or whatever else they're going to be doing ticket wise. The fact that they are at a season ticket threshold that I assume internally they set, like this is the number we want to sell and they sold them. I feel like the building's going to be less fragile than it has been.
Well, that's what I'm getting to. Like, I think they're protected in terms of the image of the building and what kind of quick impressions people might make about where the fans are with them. They're probably pretty well protected, certainly a lot better so than before because of last year. So what is it really that we're trying to figure out? Like, how fragile is it? I mean, are people going to complain that they're only 500 a quarter of the way through the season if that's what it is? And last year will just always be, it'll get really annoying because last year somebody's always going to point out that they were dead in December,
right?
It seemed, and you know what happened.
And look at what happened, right?
And that's just not going to happen all the time,
right?
I mean, if it happens twice, that's kind of amazing. So, yeah, I'm glad for this national TV exposure. I mean, that's kind of cool. We always love that around here, for whatever it's worth.
I'll especially like it if they know how to broadcast the game so we can hear the sound effectively. Well, that would be nice. ESPN, I'm talking to you.
You're talking about, you're asking a lot.
Yes, I guess so.
Okay. Let's get a call in on it. Here's Ian with us. Hi, Ian.
Hey, fellas. I think it was maybe on the morning show or yesterday when you guys weren't in for the afternoon show, but they were talking about how our offseason for the Sabres was mostly two major departures. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting to me because that clearly means that they're counting on the depth. And I live closer to Rochester. My family has season tickets to the Amherst. And so we've seen the three guys, Oslin and Helenius and Kulik, across the past few years dominate at the AHL level. And it's been really fun to watch them produce, you know, over the course of last year, really, and a little bit 2 years ago for Kulik. But I think that's an interesting context to put the survivability of a slow start into, because it's kind of like, well, you just kind of laid there and didn't do anything on one hand. But then on the other hand, these guys are really good, and our roster was so congested last year with like Greenway and you know, some of those guys that moved on. So anyway, that was all I had.
Okay.
Well, I think, look, anything can work. The Helenius maybe will be rookie of the year. I don't know. Dream big, right? Or maybe a contender for it. And so maybe all of that gets filled in by the young guys. What I think you can do whatever that you want with this. I happen to think that they went into the off season wanting to do really big things to the roster, trade wise, Hellebuck, whatever it was, a Trocheck. Not that that was a big thing, but I think that was a piece that they were going to turn to if they made the big move that they never made, and that can bother you enough to feel like, because they're going to, of course, tell you that this is the plan. We've got these guys. We want to give them room to flower and grow and all this. And like, okay, good. I hope it works. And if it does, we'll never look back. But I have a hard time shaking the belief, which I really believe it. It's not just I believe what I've been told. They had designs on big stuff. And to not be able to pull it off, it feels like the kids are the fallback. And again, that doesn't mean that won't work, but I feel like the plan was bigger and it just didn't come together. And if that bothers you, I think you have every right to be bothered by it. It's a little voice chirping in the back of my head is like, did they do what they wanted to do? I don't think did what they wanted to do.
There's the matter of what they wanted to do, and then there's just the simple matter of considering Sabres history is credibility. And that's probably relevant to players on the team. You know, like, that's a lot of what we talked about in there back in 2 months ago. It's like, what the players, with as successful as they were, might want to see the Sabres kind of for once act like they were really going for
right.
it. I mean, a couple of times along the way, they've talked like it, and it ends up just kind of being embarrassing, you know, like, and this is one where there is maybe some level of that so far. Now, it's not even to the preseason yet, but they're always, maybe they don't think so. Maybe they think it's impossible, but I think in reality, people are always looking for more seriousness from the Sabres, mm-hmm. and they fell into an amazing year, and how do they want to follow up on that? Well, the fingers are crossed that their young talent is good enough
right.
for that. So there's always like a credibility thing. Back when Pegula showed up and Ted Black, and they were talking about hockey heaven and all this, I think they might have been naive. I think they thought they could go attract. That was the mission statement, is mm-hmm. we're going to go get, you know, the Brad Richards.
This is never happening again, where our co-captains are going to walk away from us in the same summer.
And they were not successful by the premise and then on the ice. I mean, you don't have to do that to win, but, you know, there's a lot to be said for the big move. This year, there wasn't free agent stuff that I think almost anybody cared about. you know, of real importance.
Tuck was the best free agent on the market, and he was their guy, and they didn't want to do that, so they let him go, and he wasn't a co-captain, but he certainly was an assistant, and he was a respected veteran leader that walked out the door and is being replaced by guys who can't grow beards.
Well, he could grow a beard,
yes.
Tuck.
He gets out of bed with a beard.
Not everybody on that team, you know, were experts at that. But, you know, right. I mean, they have they really took a major step. And I think as we get near it coming back, you just kind of have to hope that they can keep that going. And it probably doesn't have to be 109 points in first place either.
No, that's right. I think there's room in there, I think, for, you know, maybe the majority of, you know, somewhat reasonable Sabres fans to go like, you know, last year was like it was a dream ride. You know, every putt went in, right? Like just everything went, you know, I hit a tree, but it bounced back into the fairway. Like that kind of, sorry for the golf metaphors. I played a lot of golf while I was away. And, you know, fine. As long as you just at least still look like you're the same caliber team. You know, the point total sags to under 100, but you're still contending for a playoff spot. I think the fan base will be mostly energized by that. That'll be enough to like, okay, yeah, no, they're good. But I think if it's rocky to start, I think a lot, oh, good idea letting Alex Tuck go. Oh, Alcelin's hurt again. Oh, whatever. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to call my shot on an injury, but like, you know what I'm saying? Like things are going to happen. And if enough negative things happen, circling back to the summer is going to be very easy to do and not necessarily out of line to do because there are similarities. You know, we talked about it when it started happening. Like, does their reputation, how much does it hurt them? How much does it keep the fan base from buying all the way in after such a great year? And without something significant, like prove again, it's a sport, so anything you do could go wrong, but they're betting on kids backfilling, and a team that's contending usually does not do that.
No, they're trying to have it both ways.
Yeah.
And maybe they will get lucky.
Maybe it'll work, you know, because the kids do look promising. I can't deny that.
Bounce one off the tree and like just on, not even in the hole, but on the green.
Yeah, right. Makeable distance.
My cart got hit yesterday by the guys behind us. They hit into us.
You also hit your own cart.
I hit my own cart.
That happened.
That's right. and I know why. Because I hit a poor drive, and the guys were all like, oh, no, we were talking. Hit another one, which I hate. So under duress, I'm like, I just rushed through another one, and I completely botched that. But the guys behind us are friends of ours.
Yes, they did hit your cart.
They hit into us.
Yeah.
And I stopped and got out and yelled back, we're okay. I don't even know if they heard me or just what they thought happened.
I don't think they even knew. Because Jeremy was a part of it from our morning show, was a part of that group. And we rode out there together. We were in Lockport. And I mentioned on the way home, like, you know, somebody in your group hit Mike and Joe's cart.
Yeah, we got hit into.
I said, oh, that was Ross. So yeah, I think I know exactly the hole that had happened. I think it was Ross. So I don't know.
So that's out there now.
I guess so, yes, it is.
We'll talk to Chris Mack today. The Steelers are in town for the preseason finale tomorrow. Chris is a longtime Pittsburgh media guy, does some national stuff too. I know him a little bit through the betting space when we back in the BetQL days a little bit. So we'll talk to him. And Sal joins us at 5, Steelers and Bills. Tomorrow. Get into that some when we come back. 803-0550 for your calls. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here, WGR.